Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues to talk about things that when one leads an animal, his animal out from one rishus to another, things that cannot be carried on that animal, only things that are considered attire for the animal, clothing for the animal, can be worn on the animal as it's being led from one rishus to another, but things that might fall off of the animal cannot be on the animal as one leads from rishus Yavis to rishus Rabbim on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, "Ein chamor yotzei b'mar da'as v'zman she'ein kashur lo." A donkey cannot go out with a saddle cloth when it is not tied to it. V'lo b'zug afal pishe hu pakuk, and not with a bell even though it is plugged. Again, these things might fall off of the animal as the animal is led into the other rishus, and we're concerned that the owner might pick it up in rishus harabim. V'lo b'sulam shebet savaro, nor with a ladder that is on its neck. When an animal had a wound on its neck, a ladder-like wooden frame was attached around its head to prevent it from turning and scratching the wound. V'lo b'rtzua sheberaglo, the animal also cannot go out with a strap that's on its leg. An animal who's would jump a lot, they would take a strap and put it on its leg in order to make sure that it didn't jump around. Again, this might fall off, and we are concerned that they might pick it up. V'ina targ nagolin yotzen b'chutin, chickens cannot go out with strings attached to their legs in order to identify it. A ram cannot go out with a wagon that's under its tail. They used to tie small wagons under the tails of the sheep in order to protect them from becoming cut up by the stones and boulders on the ground. Ewes, female sheep, cannot go out with chips on their nose. There were small pieces of tree that were inserted into the nostrils of these animals in order to induce sneezing and rid them of worms that were in their noses. The Mishnah continues, Ve'in ha'egel yotzei begimon, a calf cannot go out with a little yoke, a small yoke that's attached to its head. V'lo para ba'od hakupad v'lo bertzua shebein karneha, nor a cow with a hedgehog skin, which was a skin that would prevent leeches from sucking the milk out of the animals, and they could also not go out with a strap that is between their horns. Again, all of these things we are concerned it might fall off in Rishus HaRabim. Paroso shel Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah ha'isa yotza b'rtzua shebein karneha shelo b'rtzon chachamim. Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah's cow used to go out with a strap that was between its horns without the consent of the chachamim. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about pieces of jewelry, ornaments that a woman can and cannot walk from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYachid wearing. Vameh Isha Yotza Vameh Eino Yotza. With what can a woman go out into Rishus HaRabim, and with what not can a woman go out? The Mishnah says, Letzeitzei Isha Lobachutei Tzemer Valobachutei Pishtan Valobartzuos Shabarosha, that a woman cannot travel from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus HaRabim with straps on her head that are made of wool or linen. She may not immerse herself in a mikvah unless they are first loosened. We are concerned that maybe the water won't travel through and it will be a chatzitza. She may not go out with a frontlet, which is an ornament worn on her forehead from ear to ear, nor can she go out with butin, are ribbons that were sometimes attached to this adornment on her forehead when they are not sewn. If they are sewn in or they are attached, Tosfos even says that if these types of things are braided into her hair, she can go out with them. V'lo b'kachol, not with a forehead pad, a cloth pad usually worn on under this this frontlet, this ornament to protect the forehead from irritation. L'rishus harabim, to rishus harabim. Be'ir shel zahav, she could also not go out with a golden city. This is referring to a clasp that was engraved with the likeness of Yerushalayim. V'lobakalta, she cannot go with katla, excuse me, she cannot go out with a necklace, something tied around her neck to give the impression that the wearer is plump. V'lo binzamim, she cannot go out with nose rings. V'lo b'machat she'en anekuva, nor with a needle without an eye. This is a pin to which a gold plate is attached. The im yatsas, but if she did go out wearing these things, ein echayev eschatas, she is not liable for echatas, since these restrictions are merely rabbinic in nature, enacted lest the woman take off her jewelry to show her friends in the street.